Chapter 4. An Accident. The Marquis Saint Evremond of Paris lived a luxurious life in his elegant mansion and didn't care about the problems of the poor people of France. He preferred to go to the Grand Opera and have many parties. However, he was running out of money and needed a solution. Connections with wealthy families were often a good solution, so the Marquis forced his sister to marry a rich landowner. His sister was unhappy, but this was of no importance to the Marquis. At least he could keep his expensive way of life. One evening, the Marquis put on elaborate clothes and left his mansion. His carriage waited for him, and the servants helped him climb into it. The Marquis liked his carriage to go fast, so the driver rode through Paris as if he were chasing someone. People on the streets had to jump out of the way. Soon the carriage approached the poor neighborhood of Saint-Antoine and raced through the streets until suddenly the horses stopped. They had hit something or somebody. The driver got out.
"What is it?" the Marquis asked. "What's the problem?"
A road mender approached and said,
"Pardon me, Monsieur the Marquis, it is a small child."
A tall, thin man picked up a small figure near the feet of the horses and began to cry like an animal.
"Why is he making that terrible noise?" the Marquis asked. "Is it his child?"
"Yes, it is," the road mender said. "And he is dead."
The poor people gathered around. They were quiet and shocked. The Marquis looked at them without pity, as if they were rats.
"Why can't you people keep your children out of the street?" he shouted. "You might have injured my horses. Take this."
He threw out a gold coin. Everybody turned to look at it as it fell to the ground. Suddenly, another man appeared from the wine shop on the corner. It was Monsieur Defarge.
"Be brave," Defarge said to the crying father. "Your child died quickly, without pain. It is probably better to die than to live in a place such as this."
From his carriage, the Marquis spoke to Defarge. The Marquis spoke to Defarge. He said,
"You! So, you are a philosopher. What's your name?"
"I am Monsieur Ernest Defarge," Defarge replied.
The Marquis threw another gold coin at Defarge.
"Take this and stop philosophizing. Are my horses unhurt?"
Just then, somebody in the crowd threw back a gold coin.
"Who threw that?"
the Marquis said, getting angry.
"I can ride over you."
The crying father walked away with his dead child, and many followed to comfort him. A woman in the crowd put down her knitting and stared at the Marquis with hate in her eyes. The Marquis did not want to look at her.
"Let's go,"
he said to his driver.
"We are late now."
The carriage rode away, and the knitting woman watched it until it was out of sight. She would not forget this man or the terrible thing he had just done. The Marquis rode out of Paris through the poor villages. At the top of a hill, he stopped. Some villagers stared at his horses and carriage. They were simple country folk.
"What are you looking at?"
the Marquis said. A peasant in a blue cap came forward.
"Sir, we saw a man hiding under your carriage," he said.
"What?"
the Marquis exclaimed.
"Who was he?"
The peasant continued.
"I don't know. He was a tall man and as white as a ghost. When the carriage stopped, he ran away over the hill."
The Marquis didn't care if some peasant took a free ride under his carriage. He wanted to go, but a peasant woman stopped him.
What do you want?
The Marquis asked impatiently.
Please, Monsieur the Marquis, my husband is dead, the woman said. He is buried under a simple tree.
So what do you want from me?
The Marquis asked.
Monsieur the Marquis, please help me buy a small piece of wood or stone with his name on it. I want to mark his grave. Otherwise nobody will remember that he is buried there.
The Marquis didn't even answer her. He said,
Drivel, let's go, and don't stop until you get to my mansion.
10 minutes later, they arrived at the mansion, and the butler opened the giant door.
Has my nephew, Charles Darnay, arrived from England yet?
The Marquis asked.
Not yet, sir, answered the butler. He'll be here soon.
Monsieur the Marquis entered and walked through his mansion. The rooms were large and luxurious. Each room was decorated in the style of King Louis XIV. The Marquis decided to eat his dinner alone. When the servant brought soup, the Marquis heard a sound.
What was that?
He asked.
I'm sorry, sir, the servant said. I didn't hear anything.
Open the window and look,
the Marquis shouted.
I just heard something outside.
The servant opened the window and looked outside. He said,
Sir, there is nothing to worry about. It's only the sound of the wind in the trees.
Good,
the Marquis said.
Close the blinds and bring me the rest of my dinner.
The Marquis continued eating his meal until Charles arrived. He had travelled far to visit his uncle. The Marquis smiled, but Charles knew that this was not a genuine smile.
Hello, uncle. Did you come from Paris? Charles asked.
Yes, Charles, the Marquis said. Did you come from London?
Yes, Charles said. I had to stay there for longer than I expected. I had to take care of some serious business.
Charles did not tell his uncle about the trial. He said, How are you? The Marquis groaned.
France has become a horrible place. The peasants are disgusting. Once our great family could hang anyone we wanted just for our honour. In the old days, we had power and privilege. But these stupid peasants want to take it away from us.
Charles said,
Uncle, how can you be proud of our family? Our name is one of the most hated in the whole country.
Good, the Marquis said. Hatred is respect. Keep the lower classes down, and if necessary, let them all suffer.
Oh, Uncle, Charles said. I cannot believe you are saying this. I must give up my connection to this family.
Do you want to reject your family name?
Said the Marquis.
Yes, Uncle, I do. We have made the people of France miserable, said Charles. We have got mansions and riches, but we have caused a lot of suffering.
That's not important, answered the Marquis.
If I inherit this property, Charles said, I will give it to people who deserve it.
Oh, really?
The Marquis said.
And how will you live?
I will work in England as an ordinary man, replied Charles.
Nephew,
the Marquis said,
do you really want to live with the arrogant English? I hear that you are good friends with a French doctor and his daughter.
That is true, Uncle, Charles replied. They are good people.
Well, fine, the Marquis said. Enjoy your new ideas about equality. As for me, it is time for bed. Good night.
The Marquis walked to his room and got ready for bed. He thought of his day and the accident. He remembered the father with his small dead child. He got into bed and went into a deep sleep. Slowly, morning arrived.
The horses awoke in their stables. Dogs barked, and a little bird sang a sweet song. The peasants in the village awoke first. They had much work to do. Some went to the fields, others to the market. The workers of the mansion awoke a little later. They opened the windows of the giant mansion and began their day. As morning continued, some of the villagers whispered a secret. Late at night, while everyone was asleep, the father of the dead boy had visited the mansion of the Marquis on horseback. Silently, he had entered the bedroom of the Marquis. And now, there was a dead body in the mansion. The body of the Marquis Saint-Evremond, lying in his bed. In his heart, there was a knife. And around the knife was a note. Drive him fast to his tomb. Jacques.